Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA presents Preps Basketball. Here's Clark Johnson.
Live from Greeley West High School in beautiful Greeley, Colorado, it is the first round of the boys' Greeley Round Ball Invitational Tournament. Hi, everybody. Clark Johnson with you tonight as we get set to go in this tournament right here. And tonight we'll have a couple of local teams, the Northridge Grizzlies and the Greeley West Spartans, going to do battle here tonight as we get into this first round of the tournament. Northridge comes into the game 1-2 on the year. Efren Perez in his third year coaching the Grizzlies, 0-1 in league play so far. For the Greeley West Spartans, Kevin Smith in his second year, so a couple really of young coaches, at least young to their teams. Greeley West 3-2 to start the season. They have not played a conference game yet this season. The series between these two teams, it's been all Greeley West. They've won 7 straight in the series and 9 of the last 10 against the Grizzlies. So we'll see what happens here tonight on the court. We're in the brand new gymnasium at Greeley West High School, and this is a terrific setup for Greeley West. In fact, the school, first time I've been in the school, been to the old Greeley West High School a million times. First time I've walked through this one, and it's gorgeous. The redo here is fantastic, and the basketball arena is top-notch. I mean, great viewing everywhere you are in the gym. It's just a perfect scenario to watch high school basketball here tonight. Northridge and Greeley West in this one, and it's going to be a ton of fun coming up. The J9 Agency's tip-off. We're looking about right on time here, so guessing that we are about, see if I can tell on my, we're about 24 minutes away, 20 to 24 minutes away from that opening tip-off here tonight. We'll take a look at the bracket for you when we come back here and get to it, and we'll do that when we return right here. First timeout is on the board. We'll come back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Broncos, Nuggets, Rockies, and Avs. Hear about them on the Hull Show, weekdays at 11. On Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back here to Greeley West High School as we get into our pregame show tonight ahead of the Northridge and Greeley West Spartans, about 20 minutes away or so from our J9 Agency's opening tip-off. A handshake may not go as far as it used to, but at the J9 Agency's, it does. Call J9 Agency's and Terry Gertz for your insurance needs at 970-396-6426. J9 Crop Insurance, J9 Insurance. Let's get to take a look at the two teams a little bit. Northridge Grizzlies, they roll in here, as we said, 1-2, coming off a Tuesday loss against a very good Thompson Valley team. 82-68 was the final there. Northridge losing by 14 points. They led 25-21 after the first quarter, the Grizzlies did, but from there on out, it was Thompson Valley rolling and getting the victory. Van Soest in the game had 25. Luis Pisano had 22 in the ball game, and Jackson Jenkins, the 6'4 senior, had 6 points and 10 rebounds in the basketball game. So a big rebounding effort for Jackson Jenkins on the night. Efren Perez, as we said, in his third year. Last year the team was 5-18 under Perez. The Greeley West Spartans, on the other hand, 3-2. Kevin Smith in his second year. They've had a week off. Their last game was last Thursday, a week ago, playing out in Fort Collins at Pooter High School. And Jeff Brubaker's Pooter and Palas beat Greeley West 72-67. Pretty good run for the Spartans. And there, Coach Kevin Smith did not post stats on that ball game, so we've got nothing to go on in that spot. The one thing I do know for Greeley West, they need to improve at the foul line, just 51%. So far this year for the Greeley West Spartans. Take a look around the rest of Northern Colorado basketball coming here. Last night, if you didn't hear, Thompson Valley, we kind of told you about Thompson Valley and that 82-68 win over Northridge. But Thompson Valley came back and beat Roosevelt last night, spanked them 82-45. So Mike Burkett's team is rolling. Number 9, as we said, the Thompson Valley Eagles. They led 40-23 at halftime and then went on a 32-15 third-quarter rout to beat Roosevelt in a bad way. So Thompson Valley last night, 82 45. Tonight, 3A and 4A games. Fort Morgan visits Mountain View. Both of those teams trying to get the first part of the season corrected. Fort Morgan is 1-3. Mountain View is 1-4 coming into tonight's game. Niwot goes to Severance. Severance Silver Knights. They are, excuse me. Severance Silver Knights are 4-1 on the season. The number three team in the state. And Severance will take on the Niwot Cougars tonight. Niwot is 3-2 on the season. Campbell County out of the Wyoming area comes in here and takes on Res Christian tonight in a tournament at Res Christian High School. Res is number 8, even though Ryan Yoder's team is off to an 0-3 start. The Meade Mavericks, 5A basketball, number 2 team in the state, Darren Reese's team, off to a 5-1 start. They go to Grand Junction Central, who's 5-1. 5-1 on the season so far. Number 7, Vista Peak Prep. They are at Windsor tonight. That's a good one. Number 7 and number 10 in the 5A rankings. Vista Peak Prep, 6-1. Windsor's 2-3. Evergreen and Longmont also go tonight. Evergreen 2-2 on the year, and Longmont is 1-3. 6A basketball tonight. Eagle Crest is 4-1. They're number 9 in the state. They take on Rocky Mountain. And Coach Gallegos in Fort Collins are 1-2. Bear Creek is at Loveland tonight. Both of those teams are 2-1. Our bracket on the boys' side for the Greeley invite here, as Northridge and Greeley West now take the floor about 15 minutes away from our opening tip-off here. Northridge and Greeley West in this one. They'll meet Laramie. The winner of this game will meet Laramie tomorrow at 7:30 right here at Greeley West High School. And that's a, as I said, that's a 7:30 game. Laramie looked pretty salty. Saw them play this afternoon, and pretty good club. So I think they'd be favored over either one of the Grizzlies or Spartans in tomorrow night's game at 7:30. Fort Collins gets a big win. They roll past Far Northeast Warriors over at Greeley Central High School. So we will have Fort Collins tomorrow at 4:30 on the air here. They won 72-43 against the Far Northeast Warriors today. So Lampkins moved to a solid 4-0, and we'll see them tomorrow, as we said, at 4:30 right here at Greeley West High School. Cheyenne Central Indians and Greeley Central Wildcats go at 7:30 tonight. Right when we tip here, they'll tip over at Greeley Central High School. So should be a good one there. And the winner of that ball game will take on Fort Collins here at 4:30 tomorrow. So be set for that, folks. It is coming up right here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, want to thank my good friends at AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. We thank them for their sponsorship here on Preps Radio, on Clark and the Coach. They just do a ton of things for us out here. They take care of my car. My kids' cars are going to do the same thing for you. 40 years out here, Don Scott's got the number one store in the region out there in Fort Collins. And now they're doing the same thing in Loveland, of course. I think going on two years in Loveland now with Dave Martin over there for you. So get with the best staff in the business. Get your car taken care of with a group that is just integrity-based. I mean, they are the real deal. It is AMCO Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland, putting the care back into car care. All right, they just started rolling the clock, so I am going to tell you that we are, what do we got, 14, 15? Good, we're going to get this thing going right at 7:30, it sounds like. So we'll step aside and come back with another segment. When we come back, we'll take a look at players to watch. In fact, let's do that right now. We've got plenty of time here, so let's look at some of the players to watch, and then we'll next break I'll get the starting lineups from the scorers table, get those up to you, get my old legs moving downstairs. A long walk to get down there. We will get it done for you. Northridge Grizzlies players to watch. Well, it starts with 6'3 senior Zach Van Soest, 17.3 points a game, 4 rebounds for Van Soest so far, 71% of the foul line. He had 23 against Berthoud and 25 in the game on Tuesday against Thompson Valley. His kid can flat out score. He was impactful as a freshman. Now as a senior, he's making his presence felt. Also want to take a look at Luis Pisano, the 5'5 junior point guard, 14.3 points a game for the Grizz so far this year. Leads the club with 8 trays And his high this year, 22 points against Thompson Valley. For the Greeley West Spartans, tonight we'll keep an eye on who? We'll keep an eye on Luis Garcia, 5'6 senior. So you've got a couple of Luises. Luis Pisano for Northridge and Luis Garcia for Greeley West. Two diminutive point guards, but they can get the job done. Luis Garcia, 11.5 points a game for Greeley West so far. Also, Skylar Probst, a 6'1 senior, he gets 9 points a game. And you want to include the 5'10 senior Jose Roman in there. Really no big players for Greeley West. They are a vertically challenged basketball team in the 2022 campaign. So that's Kevin. A look at Kevin Smith's team. We'll do this. We'll come back in a moment, and we will get to tonight's starting lineups. Do that when we come back on Northern Colorado's Voice. It's 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Broncos, Nuggets, Rockies, and Avs. Hear about them on the Hull Show, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Greeley West High School tonight. Northridge and Greeley West in the Greeley Roundball Invitational. Winner of this game is going to take on the Laramie Plainsmen tomorrow at 7:30 at this gym in the semifinals of this tournament. Remember, championship is Saturday at 2:30. And pretty sure we'll make it here. If it happens to be Laramie and, let's say, Cheyenne Central, we will not have that game for you. We've got to have a local team, either Fort Collins or Northridge, Greeley West, Greeley Central involved in that game on Saturday at 2:30, or we will not have it for you. But the likelihood is we will get it for you. In fact, I'm going to say right now, I think Fort Collins and Cheyenne Central are going to be the two teams we're going to be looking at. And we'll see exactly what that looks like. Let's get to the starting lineups for tonight's game. And we get there. Northridge Grizzlies, the visitors tonight. Louis Pisano, 5'5 junior, starts at one guard, 14.3 points a basketball game so far, leads the club with 8 trays, his high this year. In the young season, just 3 games in, 22 against Thompson Valley. Michael Wilson, a 6'1 senior, gets the start as well, 6.7 points a game. He's got 4 trays on the season this year. Zach Van Soest, leading scorer, 6'3 senior, 17.3 points per basketball game, and 4 rebounds a game. Van Soest has made a pretty good living at the line so far, 71%, 10 of 14 from the foul stripe this year, and he has 4 trays. 2 games over 20 already for Van Soest, 23 against Bertha, 25 against Thompson Valley. Jackson Jenkins, the big 6'4 senior for Northridge, 9 points and 9 rebounds per basketball game, closing in on a double-double, Jackson Jenkins, the 6'4 senior. And the other starter is a freshman, Gavin Fossum, the senior, just 3 points again. I'm sorry, he's outside of the freshman. Gavin Fossum, a senior, he gets 3 points a game and will start for the Grizzlies tonight. For Greeley West Spartans, 3-2 under Kevin Smith in his second year. The Spartans, who have beaten the Grizzlies 7 consecutive times and 9 out of 10, the Spartans will look like this. Luis Garcia starts at 1 point guard, 5'6 senior, 11.5 points per basketball game. Skylar Probst will get a start as well, 6'1 senior, 9 points per game so far. He is 8 of 12 at the foul line. Tyler Edmonds will get a start as well. Edmonds, a 5'9 junior, gets 7 points per basketball game. River Ortiz on the outside, a 5'10 junior, 4 points a game. And Thomas Golian, a 5'9 senior, 1.5 points per basketball game for the Greeley West Spartans. So those are your starting lineups for tonight's game. Take a look at this tournament a little bit, just from the outside looking in, the 2022 Greeley Roundball Invitational. Girls teams that have come to the tournament: Cheyenne Central, Greeley West, Laramie, Loveland, Northfield, Northridge, and Palmer Ridge are all involved in play here. And we did see the Northridge girls take Greeley West girls to town. They beat them up. I didn't see the final score on it, but they beat them by a bunch. So the Northridge girls are into the semifinals. Dan Beck's team into the semifinals of this tournament. On the boys' side, as we said, Cheyenne Central, Greeley Central, Greeley West, Far Northeast Warriors, Fort Collins, Laramie, Northridge, and Palmer Ridge are all the teams on the boys' side of the tournament. Hey, let's thank a couple of our great sponsors, official restaurant of Preps Radio, that's A&W and Eaton. Check out their Facebook page at A&W Eaton for specials, promotions, and events. And as always at A&W, get on down there. I tell you what, right now is a great time to go, not only just to go down and get something to eat, but if you're looking for work, too, they're hiring a bunch of positions. Mornings and weekends, they need an opener for the kitchen on weekends. They've got night shifts open. They've got night manager shifts open. So get on down there, talk to Tammy or Shannon, and they'll certainly help you out. Also, try the combos, any two combos for $12 any day of the week, $2 off any combo on Thursdays. They've got the new peach shake out there. Try that while you're out there. It's dynamite. And while you're there, pick up a collector mug, an A&W classic collector mug. All that coming to you from my good friends at A&W. Also, want to get A&W at home? They've got Uber Eats now taking care of you at A&W. All right, so we will do this. Where are we at right now? I guess we can take a look at the top 10. Do that on the boys' side. Those new rankings came out. Locally, just hitting those for you, 6A boys, Fossil Ridge, Maddie Johansson's team in at number 2 right now, 5-1 on the year. Fort Collins is, of course, Bruce Dick's team. And join us, myself and Bruce Dick, on weekdays on KFK from 10 to 11 for Clark and a coach. Bruce sits in with me every single day. They're number 8 now, the fourth winningest coach in the history of the state, and they've crept up to number 8. Remember, this is a Fort Collins team that won just 2 games 2 years ago. Meade Mavericks in the 5A class are in at number 3. Thompson Valley's 9. Windsor's 10 for the local group. 4A boys, Severance sits in at number 3. Chad Saul's team. Eaton is number 4. Dean Grable's club. And Resurrection Christian, even though they're 0-3, Ryan Yoder's team is still hanging around in the top 10 at number 8. And 3A, the Highland Huskies sit in at number 3. They did lose to Prospect Ridge Academy, the number 9 team, earlier in the week. So we'll see where they end up when the new rankings come out next Tuesday. Platte Valley is in at number 6. Those are some of the boys' rankings. We're about 2 minutes away from our J9 agency's opening tip, so we'll step aside, come back in a moment. It's Northridge and Greeley West coming up next, right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Not every job is a big job, but they're all important. That's why at Alt Feed Mill, they have tote bags of feed that are easy to carry in the back of the pickup and custom rations to fit whatever your operation requires. You can also be sure to find custom feed for pigs, goats, and sheep. So when you're in need of the good stuff for your outfit, be sure to go to Alt Feed Mill. Call the feed mill at 970-834-2132 or visit them in Alt on the east side of Highway 85. Alt Feed Mill, agricultural business done right.
Hey guys, Brady here from my friends over at Cable's Pub and Grill. For as long as they've been around, you don't need me to tell you everything, but maybe a reminder wouldn't hurt. They have the best daily specials, like all-you-can-eat spaghetti on Mondays for just $5.95, Tuesday's Burger Madness for $9.99, and of course you know all about their happy hour every day from 3 to 6 p.m. where you can enjoy $3 beers. You're thinking about Cable's now, aren't you? Check out their full menu, daily specials, and more at CablesPubAndGrill.com. Cable's Pub and Grill, where my friends meet.
The UNC Bears have one of the most exciting basketball players in the state, and KFKA listeners will get to hear from him every week. The Dalen Coots Show, presented by Top Shelf Printers and Renaissance Insurance Group. Dalen will help Bears fans navigate through the season with insight you won't get anywhere else.
We knew that they were one of the top team in the country, and we know that we had to really hang our hat on defense.
It should be an exciting season for Bears fans, so don't miss the Dalen Coots Show every week on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 KFKA, and 1310KFKA.com.
Hey everybody, this is Sandy with Benchmark Medical Group in Windsor. Are you ready to lose some weight and feel better? We have been doing weight loss in Northern Colorado for almost 16 years. And you've heard a lot about our radio DJs, just like Brian Gary, that lost 140 pounds. We're really excited to tell you guys about our $99 a month membership program, which includes fitness and all of your nutritional weekly visits. We start everybody out with a comprehensive blood analysis. dialysis. It's not like your regular physical. These tests are very specific to find markers inhibiting your ability to lose weight. Why is your metabolism slow? We look at how many carbs, fats, and proteins you should be eating to effectively lose weight, but most importantly, sustain the weight loss. If you're interested in finding out more about what we have to offer in Windsor, please go to our website, benchmarkmedicalgroup.com, and hit the Contact Us button, and we'll set you up with a consultation.
Hi, I'm Jolene from Weld Community Credit Union. Guess who set up a North Pole connection where kids can talk to his elves?
I know. It was Santa.
Yes, Kristen. He had a magical call box installed in front of a decorated pine tree outside.
Anyone can come to the credit union at 2555 47th Avenue in Greeley and talk with Santa's elves.
Yep, noon to 8 p.m. daily from December 19th through the 23rd.
Santa's elves will be very busy spreading joy and listening to wishes.
Merry Christmas from Weld Community Credit Union.
Northern Colorado's voice and your home for Preps football, basketball, and baseball is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Greeley.
Welcome back to Greeley West High School. Brand new gymnasium here. It is an awesome sight and a pretty good crowd on hand for this crosstown rivalry game. Northridge-Greeley West, first round of the Greeley invite this year. Congratulations to Coach Bruce Dick, my partner in crime on Clark and the Coach, getting his 696th win tonight as his Lampkins crush far Northeast Warriors, 72-43. That's the team that used to be called Montbello. All right, let's get the opening tip-off here. J9 Agency's opening tip between Northridge and the Grizzlies. And it will be Skylar Propes, the 6'1 senior, to jump for West. Remember, I think he's about the biggest guy on the team. And he'll be up here against Van Soest. Off the draw here. Ball knocked away. Going to go in the corner and off the hands of who? Out of bounds. It's going to belong to the Northridge Grizzlies. So the Grizz, 1-2 on the year, 0-1 in league play. Greeley West, 3-2. Kevin Smith in his second year coaching this club. Efren Perez, the Northridge coach, year number 3. Outside with the basketball. Going to shoot it there. We got a change in the starting lineup, 223. That's Carlos Pinon Chavez, who's starting tonight. We'll see who's not. Probably Gavin Fossum. Ball goes outside here. First shot was missed by the Northridge Grizzlies. Spartans with a basketball. Go inside. Here's to Propes. He'll back it in. Throw up the runner. Off the glass and in. Skylar Propes with the first bucket of the ball game. He gets 9 a game. Back the other way. In deep. All the way. Off the glass and in. That's Jackson Jenkins. Jenkins, who averages 9 a game, gets the first Northridge hoop. We're even at 2. Ball to the front court here for Greeley West. Outside with it is Luis Garcia. Garcia, 5'6", senior, with a basketball. See where he goes against Luis Pisano. Luis guarding Luis there. Left-hand side ball knocked out of bounds in 2. The Greeley West bench out to knock it away that time for the Grizz was Michael Wilson, the 6'1", senior. So the Grizzlies, 55, ticks into the ball game. 2-2 even score here. Have the basketball. Paisano going to rather Garcia going to give it up. Right-hand side for 3. That's a miss. Shot no good that time by River Ortiz, the 5'10 junior. Here comes Northridge back the other way with a basketball. Van Soest give it in the corner here. Michael Wilson wants 3. On the way, no good. Rebound is off. Tipped away outside and taken here by the Grizzlies. Second chance. Pinon Chavez gets the ball in the corner now. Goes baseline. Looking for somewhere to go. Back out on top with the basketball now. Going to fire a 3 on the way. In and out. Heartbreak. Luis Paisano, the 5'5 junior, gets robbed from 3. And they come the other way. 6:29 to play, first quarter. West with a basketball and a 2-2 tie. Give it outside here to Garcia. Garcia back left-hand side with a basketball. Now to Ortiz. Garcia, long 3 off the front of the rim. Offensive rebound. Edmonds inside, and it gets blocked away. Northridge going to pick it up. Back the other way. Here's Paisano. He gets knocked to the floor. No call. The referees are letting it go early. Back the other way with the basketball is Propes. In the corner for 3, that's no good. Garcia with the miss. Offensive rebound for Greeley West. Outside, that miss for 3 was by Ortiz, and the ball knocked out of bounds. So 2 minutes, 3 seconds into the ball game. 5:57 left first quarter here. Both teams trying to get the ball to fall. 2-2 basketball game. Inbound coming here for Greeley West. It'll be Propes to inbound to basketball. Where's he going to go? Gets it into Garcia. Back out on top now for Greeley West. This is Thomas Golian. 5'9 senior, goaling, and going to go back to Probst, right-hand side. Probst with the basketball. Skyler looking for somewhere to go. Ball knocked away and stolen. Northridge on the steal. Here they come back the other way. In deep. Pass off. Left-hand side and a foul. It's going to be an offensive foul. Van Soest gets the offensive foul. Zach probably should have just gone around him and gone to the hole instead of trying to dish there. So ball out of bounds. It is the first foul on Van Soest. That's our first foul of the ball game. 5:40 left, first quarter. We'll be on the air with you tomorrow. J9 Agency's tip at 4:30. Fort Collins, the Lampkins against either Greeley Central or Cheyenne Central. Central is talking to the Laramie play-by-play guy. He said Cheyenne Central really good. So my guess is it might be them, one of the best in the state. Ball goes left-hand side. Here is Garcia with it way outside the arc. Down the lane, going to drive it in, throw up the runner, no good. Rebound, Zach Van Soest. There's a walk in the backcourt. Boy, they got away with that, the Grizz did. Pinon Chavez took a couple of steps, no call there. Ball goes out on the other side. Drake Walker, a freshman, has come into the ball game here for Northridge. So for Efren Perez's team, the freshman jumps in. Walker getting 4.3 points, 3 rebounds per game. Inbound here, Cooper Rose, also the Northridge Grizzlies quarterback on a football team, has jumped into the lineup here for Efren Perez. Rose going to give it up now. Basketball on the far side went to Drake Walker. Plays catch, give it to Van Soest. Top of the key, now right elbow. In the corner, Walker, the freshman, wants three. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound fought for underneath, and Greeley West has it. Good rebound that time, Skyler Probst. Probst will bring it to center court. Give the basketball here to Garcia. Luis down the lane, back to Probst. He wants three on the way, missed it. Rebound is off and taken by Van Soest. 4.5 to go, first quarter. Van Soest coast to coast, in deep all the way. Throw it up and in. Zach Van Soest gets 17.3 points a game. That's his first bucket tonight. 4:24 to go here in the first, and it's a 4-2 Northridge advantage. That's for the basketball is Garcia. Stutter step, now going to corner here. Gets the basketball to Edmonds. Edmonds tries to drive, and it's off the foot of who? I think it's going to stay. No, this is going to, it is going to stay with Greeley West. But no, maybe not. Let's see the referee put somebody on the out-of-bounds line here. It is going to be Spartan basketball. Take that back. Now the Spartan steps out of that spot. Boy, that referee, he's got to get a hold of this thing. Four different guys have gone to grab the ball from him. He's got to say whose ball it is and get him there on the sideline. Now finally Northridge will take the ball out of bounds. Wow. Here's the inbound in the backcourt. Nice pass. Ball goes to Pisano. Tried to go for a stuff inside. Jackson Jenkins was up high, but the stuff off the back of the backboard. Rebound comes off, and it's taken here by the Spartans. Down the lane, all the way to the hole goes Edmonds. Throw up a runner, no good. Rebound is off. Ball stolen away in the backcourt. Down the lane, throw up a runner, no good, but a foul. So Northridge is rather, Greeley West is going to get a foul shot here. Andrew Cepeda has checked in, a junior. So Kevin Smith has already gone 9 players deep here halfway through the first quarter. Northridge has gone 9 players deep also halfway through the first quarter. Free throw coming for Cepeda. He's 1 for 3 at the stripe this year. Free throw's on the way, front of the rim, off the rim, and no good. Next one coming here, 4-2 basketball game. Northridge in front halfway through the first quarter. I'd like to say defensive struggle, but both teams have had shots. They're just not knocking them down yet. Next one on the way, that's good. So 1 out of 2 at the foul line for Zepeda. And it's a 4-3 basketball game. Timeout on the floor right now. We get a 30-second break. We'll come back in a moment. 3 minutes, 50 seconds to play first quarter. The Greeley Round Ball Invitational with Northridge up a point. We're coming back in a moment. This timeout right here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Norfolk Iron and Metal is a family-owned business since 1908, and right now they're looking for you to join their family. One of the nation's largest metal distributors puts your success at the center of everything they do. Norfolk Iron and Metal is looking for regional Class A CDL drivers and are currently offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus. They're also looking for warehouse and machine operators. 2 weeks paid vacation in your first year of employment. Join the Norfolk Iron and Metal family. Start the journey online at norfolkiron.com.
prep sports are on Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA.
All right, 3:50 to go. First quarter here at Greeley West High School. First round of the Greeley Invite. Northridge and Greeley West on their home floor. 4-3 Northridge in front. Here's the inbound of the backcourt, and here come the Grizz to the front court. Ball belonged outside there to Michael Wilson. He'll get the ball here right-hand side. This is going to be Drake Walker, the freshman. Back out on top. Ball belongs to Louis Pisano. Pisano left-handed dribble. Back right-hand side. Gets the basketball now to Brendan Peterson, another off the football team. Peterson take it back out about 35 feet from the hoop. Pisano left side on the way. Got it. He knocked down a three. Luis Pisano for three. And the Grizzlies open up a 7-3 advantage. Greeley West back the other way. Outside is Thomas Golian. Golian almost threw it into the backcourt right there. It's retrieved by Skylar Propes. Propes down the lane, kicking in the corner. On the way for three there. That missed. Rebound is off. It was Edmonds with the miss. Offensive board put back for three. Got knocked down, and Golian scores it. Thomas Golian for three. And it's a 7-6 basketball game. Shot out of the corner. That won't go for Northridge. Rebound is off and knocked out of bounds right here. .239 to play here in the first quarter. 7-6 basketball game. The upstairs here is a gymnasium. I just figured it out. 1,400 children playing on the track up here. It's a beautiful track. Holy cow. All right, here we go. Ball in the front court. 7-6 basketball game. Northridge in front. Left-hand side Propes outside the arc with it. Looked at three, and now he's going to give it up. Get the ball back right-hand side here to Ortiz. River back out on top now. Basketball belongs to Jacob Flores. Flores had it knocked out of his hands out of bounds. It'll stay with Greeley West. 2:15 to go in the first. 7-6, Northridge in front. Inbound here in the backcourt. Ball belongs to Thomas Golian, the 5'9 senior. Golian's got a tray in a basketball game. Give it back right-hand side to Edmonds. He tried to drive, cut off there, and a travel outside. He went back to Golian. Thomas tried to go right, then came back left with the crossover, and he took the extra step. 2:07 to go. Need to get your car taken care of. AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland, taking care of my car and my family's cars. Going to do the same thing for you. In Fort Collins, in Loveland, it's AMCO of Fort Collins and AMCO of Loveland. Back out on top. Ball belongs to Northridge here. Here's Pisano, the lefty, with it. Back out on top now. Swing it to Brendan Peterson. Peterson had knocked away at center court. Now who's going to get the basketball, or is there a call here? We've only had three fouls called here in the first quarter. Northridge has a couple of team fouls. Now two each. This one's on Greeley West. Foul here is going to go for Greeley West on Luis Garcia, their leading scorer. He's got two fouls here in the first quarter. As both of the Greeley West fouls. Ball belongs to Northridge outside now. Spin the ball here to Pisano. Pisano with it. 5'5 senior back inside. Went low there to Gavin Fossum. They go down low and he banks it in. So Fossum the bucket. A buck 27 to go here in the first quarter. 10-6 basketball game. Northridge in front by a four spot here. And the ball knocked out of bounds. This is a turnover. Greeley West has given up the basketball, so it'll be Northridge basketball. 1:20 to play here in the first quarter, and there's a timeout on the floor. Try to get some scores for you along the way here tonight as well. Thank you to one of our great sponsors, Alt Feed Mill, folks. Feed Mill Equipment, Supplies, and Service. Catch them at 635 Railroad Avenue in beautiful Alt, Colorado. That number to call, 970-834-2132. Alt Feed Mill, our post-game sponsor. Also on our post-game show, you get the Norfolk Iron and Metal Player of the Game. Okay. Timeouts are done here. Northridge trying to even the record at 2-2. Greeley West trying to get to 4-2. The tournament is the end-all for both of these teams as far as the December games go. As soon as Saturday ends, both teams will go to the break. First week in January, we'll get to the conference games. Pisano outside the left. He goes to the hole and gets beat up on the way there. It's a push. It'll be on the floor, so the ball will go out of bounds. 1:11 to go here, first quarter. 10-6 Northridge in front by a four spot. Van Seuss checks back into the ballgame, so Zach so far in the game. Just 2 points. He gets almost 18 a game. He'll inbound here. Ball goes inside that time to Fossum. Fossum tried to go back inside to Van Seuss and a foul. So back-to-back West fouls here. It's going to be the fourth on the Spartans here. And the foul for West was against Skylar Probst, his first. Looking for an inbound here. They go in a corner. Down the lane, throw up. An up and under is not going to go. Trying to get that one to drop was Gus Molinaro. And then a putback didn't go. Rebound is off. They come the other way with it. Greeley West with a basketball here. Spartans down 12-6 in the game. Outside with it, trying to drive the lane is Tyler Edmonds. Edmonds give it up. Down the lane all the way. Zepeda throw it up off the glass and in. Andrew Zepeda. He's got three here in a quarter. 12-8, 30 seconds to go. Northridge lead cut to four. Grizzlies with a basketball now. Outside here with it. And Brendan Peterson on a back cut throws the ball away. Van Seuss came out one way, went the other way, and Brendan threw it behind him. 24 seconds left in the first quarter here. 12-9, inbound coming here for Greeley West. In the backcourt, it'll be Skylar Probst who comes to the half-court line. Driving to the lane, in deep, and Probst throws it up. No, but a foul on Northridge here. So free throws coming up. And going to the foul line is Skylar Probst. First time to the foul line for Skylar in the ballgame here. 8 for 12 from the foul line so far this year. Probst stands in, set to go. Free throw on the way is good. Skyler's got three in a basketball game. We'll get our Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game also in the all-feed mill postgame show at the end of the ball game tonight. Second one by Probst is on the way and good. So 12-10 ball game. All the way down, other end of the court. Throw it up off the glass and in. Basket there for Northridge goes to Gustavo Molinar. Outside for three. That's not going to count. There was a push down low. Might have called 3 seconds on it. I don't see a foul call on it, so it's going to be Northridge basketball. 5 seconds left in the quarter. 14-10 Northridge over Greeley West. Thomas Golian checks in for Andrew Zepeda for Greeley West. Here's the inbound. Get it into the freshman, Drake Walker. Walker comes to the forecourt. Stop. He's got a top of the key three, and it's blocked from behind. And we're done with one quarter of basketball here at Greeley West High School. First round of the Greeley Invite. And with the score, Northridge 14, Greeley West 10. We'll come back with our second quarter in a moment right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 104.3, 103.1, and 1310 KFKA. We go to the start of the second quarter out here at Greeley West High School, 14-10. Northridge in front of Greeley West. Winner of this ballgame gets the Laramie Plainsmen tomorrow night, 7:30 here in this gym in the semifinals. Laramie Salty, they're a pretty good team. I would call them, after watching these two teams in the first quarter, definitely the favorite tomorrow night. Shot on the way, no good. Rebound is off and taken here by Van Seuss. Goes length of the floor with it. Now they'll go to set up shop. Back outside, Van Seuss wants three. On the way, yes, sir. Zach Van Seuss, he's got to shoot the basketball. Just had just 2 points in the first quarter for a guy that gets almost 18. Gets the tray there. He's got five. Down the lane here and a foul. Going to the hole that time was Tyler Edmonds, the 5'9 junior for Greeley West. But a foul down low. And he'll get a couple of free throws coming up here. Other games in the area tonight, 3A, 4A games. Fort Morgan is taking on Mountain View tonight, 1-3 versus 1-4 in that one. Free throw on the way, misses. So Edmonds will have another shot at it here. Niwot 3-2, taking on Severance. Chad Saul's team playing some good basketball. Number 3 in the state right now in the 4A ranks. They're 4-1. That one missed and almost hit nothing. Rebound comes off, and back the other way comes Northridge. Ball belongs outside here. It is in the hands of Carlos Pinon Chavez. Back outside for three. That's a miss there by Drake Walker, the freshman. Back the other way, all the way. Lay it up in. Basket counts and a foul. Tyler Edmonds getting to the hole and scoring. Grizz led 14-10 after the first quarter. 17-12 basketball game now, and Edmonds trying to knock down the tray here. 7:06 to go, first half. Edmonds set fire and get the free throw. Zepeda's going to check back in here for Kevin Smith's club. And out goes Edmonds. Nice job by Tyler Edmonds. Jumps out of the ballgame with 3 points here in the quarter. Inbound here for Northridge. Grizzlies led by as many as 9 in the basketball game. They lead by 4 right now, 17-13. Baseline in deep, twister, good move. Can't get it to a fall. Rebound back in deep, put it up and in. Basket counts and a foul, Jackson Jenkins. Good work by Jenkins that time, getting to the baseline, beating his defender. Then moving out with some space underneath the hoop. Was blocked on the first one, went back up, got the hoop into harm. So 6:54 to play here in the second quarter, and at the free throw line is Jackson Jenkins. He is 0-for-5 on the year, make him 0-for-6. Rebound is off, offensive rebound, goes to Pinon Chavez, back up underneath, lay it in, Jackson Jenkins says thank you. 6:45 left here in the first half, 21-13 basketball game. Grizzlies in front here by 8. Down the lane here, Greeley West with the basketball. Outside, that's going to be a shot on the way by Golian. That's no good. Off the rim from 3. Rebound fought for on the ground. It's like a hot potato. Who's going to get it? Northridge comes up with it. Here comes Louis Paisano to the front court. Passes up, almost throws it away. He does. Throws it into the Greeley West bench. So Spartans will get the basketball here. All right, here's the inbound for Greeley West. Backcourt, Skyler Propes looks to come to the front court with it. Propes with the basketball, dribbles like a yo-yo up and down. Stop, pop, three on the way, back of the rim, no. Rebound is off, taken by the smallest guy on the floor, the 5'5", Louis Pisano for Northridge. He gets it to the front court, and the ball is tipped out of his hands, out of bounds. Northridge inbound here, 6:05 left in the first half. Inbound into the backcourt. Zach Van Soest with it. He'll say, yeah, why not for 3 on the way. Front of the rim, no good. Rebound is off and taken here for Greeley West. Jacob Flores with the board. Ball to the front court belongs to River Ortiz. Left-handed dribble, Ortiz. Stop, pop for 3 on the way, no good. Rebound is off and taken here by Van Soest. Zach with the basketball and a foul 85 feet from the basket. They're going to get River Ortiz on the foul here. And for the Spartans, this will be, is this 7? Nope, that's only 6. But for the rest of the way, Greeley West will be at the foul line tonight, or at least in the first half here. All right, here's the inbound in the backcourt. Greeley West will come to the front court with a basketball. I take it back, Northridge, I should say. Ball down the floor here. Get it outside. Jenkins goes to the hole. In deep, stuff time. Jackson Jenkins with a slam dunk. Jenkins coming alive here in the second. 6 points for him. Northridge 23-13. The lead is 10 here. Ball back outside here and knocked out of bounds. Who's going to get it? All right, 5:22 to go Had to do a little lifeguarding there. Got seven kids around our equipment up here, and they are running, and one just tripped over our equipment. So just trying to keep everything on guard right here. All right, ball into the backcourt. Belongs to Greeley West. Back outside for Edmonds. Edmonds has it, 23-13. Spartans down by 10 on their home court here. 5:05 to play here in the first half. Ball comes outside now. It belongs to Jacob Flores. Went baseline and stepped on the out-of-bounds line. Flores did. Ball out of bounds. Said, I don't think I did, but he did. .457 to go here in the second quarter. 23-13. Northridge in front by a 10 spot. Inbound to the backcourt for Northridge. Up by 10. In the backcourt is Brendan Peterson. Peterson get the ball up now to Drake Walker. Ball belongs to Cooper Rose now, left-hand side. Into the corner here for Walker. Back inside now. Here's Jenkins backing it in. Little 10-footer on the way, no good. Rebound is off. Fought for Cooper Rose all over it. So is Louis Garcia for Greeley West. And I think they call jump ball, or did they call a foul? No, jump ball, possession error, Northridge. Grizzlies in front by 10 here. Here's the inbound. Ball goes inbound here in the front court. Peterson down low with the basketball to Jenkins. Jenkins backs it in, lost the handle on it. Give it back outside to Cooper Rose. Knocked away and stolen. Good steal. Louis Garcia picked his pocket that time. Greeley West has the basketball. Garcia back the other way to the three-point line, and Cooper Rose stands him up there. Give the ball to Edmonds. Edmonds will go to Probst here. Probst around an Edmonds screen, right-hand side with a basketball. Back out on top. That's a three on the way. Long three misses. Rebound is off. The miss that time for Greeley West was by Jacob Flores. Ball on the floor and out of bounds, Northridge basketball. So 4:07 left to go. Kevin Smith up off the Greeley West bench, having a conversation with the official here. Ball to the front court. Walker's going to give it outside to Jenkins. Jackson to the hole. Tried to dribble it through the two players. Got it knocked away on the floor. Almost stolen. Now it is, and a foul in the backcourt on Northridge. I think they get Jenkins here. Foul is the Grizzlies' seventh team foul, so it's going to put West at the line. And we get a 30-second timeout. The foul on Northridge there goes on Cooper Rose. So we'll get a break right here. 30-second timeout, back in a moment. 23-13 Northridge in front right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Not every job is a big job, but they're all important. That's why at Alt Feed Mill, they have tote bags of feed that are easy to carry in the back of the pickup and custom rations to fit whatever your operation requires. You can also be sure to find custom feed for pigs, goats, and sheep. So when you're in need of the good stuff for your outfit, be sure to go to Alt Feed Mill. Call the feed mill at 970-834-2132 or visit them in Alt on the east side of Highway 85. Alt Feed Mill, agricultural business done right.
103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Greeley.
All right, 3:53 to play here in the half. 23-13 Northridge in front in this ball game by 10. Free throw on the way is good. Tyler Edmonds is the foul shooter for Greeley West. Edmonds has 4 points here in the second quarter. Four in a basketball game. He came in 2 for 11 at the foul line. He's 2 for 4 tonight, so make him 4 for 15 on the year at the stripe. That one's on the way, and that's good. He's got three straight. All right, 23-15 basketball game. Lead is 8. Ball knocked out of bounds. Greeley West playing good inbound defense that time. Got a hand on it. Inbound here for the Grizzlies. In the backcourt. Ball comes to the front court. Belongs to Walker. He'll go down low to Jenkins. Tries to save it, and it's out of bounds. Who's basketball? Going to stay with Northridge, it looks like, for now. 3:41 to play here until halftime. Halftime will break down the scoring for you and also get you some scores from around the league. Back out on top now. Ball belongs to Drake Walker, freshman. Walker with it. Give it up on the right-hand side here to Cooper Rose. Rose go cross-court here. Walker has it again. Back out on top with it. Give the basketball to Jenkins. Jenkins give it back outside now to Gavin Fossum, who's a senior. Back outside looking for a shot there. Nowhere to go for Walker. Fossum down low. Walker top of the key. Good ball movement here for Northridge for three. That won't go. Rebound is off down the lane. Shot no good inside. Trying to get it up and in was Brendan Peterson that time. Couldn't finish it. Back the other way here for Greeley West. Outside, that's going to be Flores. Three on the way. Bingo. Jacob Flores knocks down the three. 23-18. The lead is cut to five here for the Grizzlies. Almost got the steal from behind that time. Tyler Edmonds knocks it out of bounds. It's Northridge basketball. 2:48 to play here in the second quarter. Looking for some place to go with the inbound pass here. In the corner, Walker wants three. That's off the rim, no good. Offensive rebound. Peterson with a good rebound. Put it back up off the glass, no, but a foul. Van Soest came over and got the loose basketball and tried to go back up, and Zach was fouled. So with 2:41 to play here in the half, Northridge with a five-point advantage, and their leading scorer, Zach Van Soest, will go to the foul line here. Van Soest just five in the ballgame. He gets almost 18 a game. Free throw coming. That's on the way, and that is no good. Glances off the rim. Van Soest first free throw tonight. Make him 10 for 15 on the year. 67% for the senior. Next one coming. That one's on the way, and that's perfect. So the lead is six again for Northridge. Front court, Tyler Edmonds. Give it left-hand side here, too. Luis Garcia. Garcia in the lane. Tries to go up and under, and Drake Walker got the block. Good block by the freshman. Ball comes the other way here to Van Soest. Zach going to go to the lane. In deep all the way. Throw up the runner. Off the rim. No good. Rebound is off. Taken by Garcia, and a blocking foul on Van Soest. Zach can't be happy with himself there. That happens 94 feet from the basket. Right underneath his own hoop. Missed the shot inside, then got the reach. So free throws here. Edmonds back to the foul stripe for Greeley West. Thank you to Gould Parts in downtown Eaton, folks, our scoreboard sponsor. Any part you need, it's 454-3355. Gould Parts in downtown Eaton, right off of Highway 85 and Collins Street. Free throw is good by Edmonds here. Edmonds has had himself a quarter here. One, two, three. He's four of six at the line. Four of six at the line. 6 points. Here in the quarter for Tyler. 24-19. He's made four free throws in a row. See if he can make it five. That one's on the way. It's good. All right. 24-20. The lead is four again. Northridge front court. Cooper Rose. Nice dish. Trying to get inside. It looked like he was fouled on the play. No call. As the ball went to Michael Wilson, and he couldn't score. Wilson comes back the other way in deep, put up a runner, and that's blocked. Great job defensively by Greeley West. Back the other way in deep. Edmonds all the way, put it up, that's blocked. Another shot inside by Greeley West. Won't go, and they'll come the other direction. And the ball knocked out of bounds. It is a wild one. Give him a basketball and call it rugby right now. 1:50 to go in the half, 24-20. And free throws are coming here for Northridge. Cooper Rose is going to get to the foul line. Rose, the senior, gets about five a game and three rebounds. He has not scored here tonight. Free throw coming. That's on the way. No good. Rebound is off. Back underneath. Put it back up and in. Basket counts and a foul. Jackson Jenkins. Everybody played that free throw like it was a one-and-one, or rather a two-shot foul, and it was a one-and-one shot. Missed the front end. Everybody stood there. Jackson Jenkins went and got the rebound and scored. 26-20 Northridge in front by a six spot here. All right, Jenkins to the foul line. 0 for 1 in the night, 0 for 6 on the year. Free throw, no good. Still looking for that first free throw make of the season. But Jenkins has 8 points here in the quarter. Ball to the front court. Belongs to Propes. Propes will go right-hand side. That's Garcia for three. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound is off. Cooper Rose has got it. Give it to Jenkins. Back to Rose, and here they come to the front court. 90 seconds left in the half. In deep all the way. Lay it up, no block. He's going to shoot two. So Cooper Rose is going to get back to the foul line here. Northridge, I'll tell you what, Efren Perez's team doing a great job of getting to the hole and forcing Greeley West to pick up fouls here. Halftime show coming up. We'll get the leading scorers in the ball game. Go over all the scoring for you. And also take a look at our out-of-town scoreboard. All right, first free throw by Rose was good. Second one on the way. That's no good. Rebound is off. Offensive rebound there. Inside with the rebound was Carlos Pinon Chavez. Outside for three. That's a miss. Rebound fought for underneath and a jump ball. So Rose ended up getting one of two at the foul line. Or was that that was Jackson Jenkins, wasn't it? All right, here we go. Ball to the front court. It is 27-20 Northridge in front by seven. Outside with it. Give the ball up to Garcia. Garcia guarded by Louis Paisano. Ball in the corner. Back out on top. That's Propes with it. Propes will go to the hole. In deep all the way. Throw up a runner on the way. No good, but a foul. Boy, that's a late call. But Probst, I think they're going to call this. If they called it on the whistle, it's at way after the shot. But I think he just had a hard time getting a whistle to go. So it's going to be a two-shot foul. Going to the free throw line is Skyler Probst, 6'1 senior. Probst free throw on the way. Bingo. First free throw of the quarter here for Skyler. Skyler's got, what did he have, four in the first quarter. So five in a basketball game. 54 seconds to go, first half here at Northridge High School. Rather, Greeley West High School, Clark. Free throw on the way, that's no good. Fought for back underneath. Ball goes outside here to Garcia. He'll give it up for Thomas Golian. That's a long three in and out, no good by Propes. Ball in the corner, Northridge rebound. And they threw it away. Golian steps in front, gets the steal. Give it to Garcia, back to Propes. Skyler with the basketball, back to Garcia. Swing it back left-hand side. Outside on the way for three. That's no good. The miss by River Ortiz. Fought for again, and Greeley West has the basketball back. Another chance down low, and what do they got? A foul. Probst is going to get back to the foul line here. Four offensive rebounds in a row here for Greeley West. They're having a hard time putting it in the hole, but, boy, they are getting a loose ball. There's no doubt about it. 23 seconds to play here in the first half. 27-21, Northridge in front by six. Free throw on the way, no good. So Garcia's got rather, that is Garcia, Luis Garcia. That's his first attempt from the foul line tonight. He has not scored. 11.5 points a game for Luis Garcia. All right, free throw on the way. That one in and out, no good. A pair misses. They go length of the floor, and nobody's there defensively. There to lay it in is Louis Paisano. Give him five in the ball game. Northridge by eight. Boy, Greeley West fell asleep defensively there. 9 seconds to play in the half. Probst outside with the basketball. Dribbles like a yo-yo up and down. Down the lane, in deep, throw up the runner, no good. Rebound is off, and that's going to do it. One half of basketball is in the books. 29-21, Northridge in front of this one by 8 points. We'll come back with our halftime show in a moment right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 KFKA.
Hear Bears basketball on the Voice of the Bears, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back here to Greeley West High School. It is the Greeley Roundball Invitational. Northridge and Greeley West playing here tonight, 29-21 Northridge. leads this one at halftime. So the Grizzlies trying to even their record at 2-2 with a win here tonight. Greeley West Spartans, on the other hand, trying to get to 4-2. But, boy, Northridge just really outplayed them. Greeley West getting a lot of second chances in the first half, but really haven't been able to put the ball in the hole has been their thing. A lot of opportunities, but just not shooting the ball well here tonight. So Greeley West and Northridge, an 8-point Grizzly lead. Here is the scoring for the first half. Get it for you for the Grizzlies, who lead by 8 here at halftime. Louis Paisano had 5 in the first half. Cooper Rose with 1. Zach Van Susteren, our leading scorer, gets 17.5 points a game, has 6 here at halftime. Jackson Jenkins, he was the player so far in this ballgame. Jenkins was terrific, including a big dunk here in the first half. He had 8 second quarter points and a total of 10 in the first half to lead all scorers. Jackson Jenkins, the 6'4 senior for the Northridge Grizzlies. It is Gus Molinar with 2 in a basketball game, and Gavin Fossum, the senior, has 2 here at halftime as well. Greeley West Spartans, 3 points here at halftime. 3 points for Andrew Cepeda, I should say. 5 in a basketball game for Skylar Propes. 7 for Tyler Edmonds. Edmonds, the leading scorer for Greeley West in the ballgame so far. All 7 of those coming in the second quarter. Jaden Hernandez, the freshman, did get into the ballgame for a little bit, didn't score. Jacob Flores had 3 in a basketball game, and Thomas Golian had 3 in a ballgame. Have not seen Jose Roman tonight, Greeley West senior, who was getting 8 points a game coming in. So those are your scores in our first half. 21 points for Greeley West. Northridge pots 29 here in the first half. An 8-point advantage for the Grizzlies. Thank you to one of our great sponsors. It's AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. Putting the care back into car care. Was there last week with my car, of course. Got an oil change. Got some new wiper blades put on. It's what they do. They keep me going up and down the road. It is my friends at AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland, putting the care back into car care. Transmissions, brakes, maintenance, and more. In Fort Collins, give Lance Pickett a call, 226-4477. In Loveland, Dave Martin's your guide, 667-3006. Also want to thank our great sponsor, Alt Feed Mill. Feed Mill equipment, supplies, and service. Catch them at 635 Railroad Avenue in Alt. That number to call, 970-834-2132. Alt Feed Mill is our sponsor on our post-game show. As always, when we get to that post-game show, we will have our Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game. You can see the Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the week each week up on our website at 1310kfka.com. All right, sorry for the scratchy throat and stuff tonight, folks. Coming down with something. Got a bit of a migraine tonight, so we're just battling a little bit here at Greeley Central High School. So bear with me. Might not be my A game tonight, but we're trying to do our best for you here from West. 29-21, Northridge in front by 8 here at halftime. We'll come back in a moment and continue. Actually, we have to keep it here for 2 more minutes. So let's go to the scoreboard. Let us ring up the Max Prep scoreboard, see if we can get that on the hook right here for you guys at home. Come into new gyms. You also got to figure out a way to get into their Wi-Fi. And let's see here what we've got. Meade Mavericks taking on Grand Junction Central tonight. 48-20 was the final. So the Mavericks, who are number 2 in the 5A poll, Darren Reese's club, just roll Grand Junction. 48-20 in that one. We told you about Bruce Dick and the Fort Collins Lampkins, 72-43. We might get coach here for the second half of this one. He's over scouting the Greeley Central Cheyenne Central game, as they'll have the winner of that tomorrow. We'll have it for you on air, 4:30, our J9 agency's opening tip-off tomorrow from Greeley West High School. Laramie beat Palmer Ridge earlier in this tournament, 73-57. So Laramie's going to take on the winner of our game, Northridge and Greeley West, with Northridge leading by 8 here at halftime. Well, let's see other scores. Bear Creek hammered Loveland 54-32. That's a final score. Mountain Vista over George Washington 85-58 today. Manitou Springs outlasted Well, I'm not sure who that is. BMHS, 62-52. Never seen him before. 70-29, Eagle Valley beats Grand Valley. Let's see, who else do we have on here? Jefferson over RCHS, 57-49, the other way, I should say. Pueblo County and Golden. Pueblo County gets the win, 46-38. Windsor and Vista Peak Prep. This was a big one. Windsor, where was Windsor ranked in this one? Let me grab my my sheet from before. Windsor was number 10. Vista Peak was number 7. Vista Peak Prep. Say that fast 43 times. But Windsor comes from 10 down to beat them. And John Rakeski's team gets the 66-60 win. Castleview beat Pomona 75-43. All right, coming back with the second half tip in a moment. J9 Agency's tip when we come back. Northridge by 8 at the break right here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
Prep sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Second half underway here at Greeley West High School. Northridge with a basketball 8-point lead here at the break. They'll come out with it. First time with a basketball outside. That shot on the way is no good. Rebound is off Van Soest with a miss. Looking for it now. Back up underneath. Nice pass. Went down low to Michael Wilson there. Back out to Van Soest. Corner on that shot for three. No good. Rebound again. Put back up off the glass and in. Jackson Jenkins, who's playing his heart out tonight. He's got 12 for the Grizzlies. And the lead matches their big of the ball game at 10 right now. Down the lane, in deep, all the way. Up and in. Basket for Greeley West goes to Louis Garcia. That's his first points of the game, getting 11.5 points a game. Gets his first bucket here early in the third quarter. And a foul. What do they call an offensive foul on Van Soest here, I think. Let's see if they put it up, or did they just call a travel on it? 7:13 to go. Don't see a foul, so just a travel. 7:10 to go here in the third. Ball belongs to Greeley West. Outside is Propes. Propes with a dribble, give it up on the top. Basketball belongs to Edmonds. Edmonds guarded there by the big Jenkins. Back outside. That's going to be Garcia for three. Miss. Rebound is off. Fought for at the baseline. Tipped out of bounds off of Northridge. So Paisano is the last one to touch it for Northridge. It'll be out of bounds here to Greeley West. 6:53 to play here in the third. 31-23. The lead is 8 right now. Ball outside. Swing it left-hand side. Ball belongs to Propes. He wants three out of the corner. No good. Rebound Northridge. Louis Paisano, 5-5 Paisano, get it to the front court. Jenkins put his shoulder down. Yeah, he's going to get the offensive foul. Yeah, Jackson Jenkins just bowled over to the defender. Thomas Golian, good job defensively that time, but there was a no-doubter that time. As soon as you lower the shoulder and go into the guy, they're going to call you. All right, 31-23, Greeley West inbound here in the backcourt. Referees are going to talk about this for a second. Not sure what in the world they could be discussing right now. Two referees come to center court to discuss something here. Now they're involving Zach Van Soest for a second. Yeah, did they get a foul that was never reported? That's right. How about that? They called a foul on that last play. I thought they had called a foul. But nobody ever came to the scorer's table to report it. None of the three officials. We got down the floor, got the play going again, and finally one of them said, hey, wasn't there a foul on that play? It's our first foul of the second half, by the way, and it was on Jackson Jenkins. Here's a block. Great play, Van Soest. Get it out left-hand side, down the lane here. Paisano and a foul. Louis is going to go to the foul line. That was a good rebound and a great block and a good rebound by Van Soest, and then the outlet. And Paisano had to battle. And so Louis will get to the foul line here. Bazzano's first time to the foul line tonight. He's 4 of 6 on the season. The lefty, 5'5 junior, steps to the foul line. Free throw coming. That's on the way, and that's good. So 6 for Bazzano. Next one coming. Winner of this one's going to take on the Laramie Plainsmen tomorrow night, 7:30 in this gym. Second one by Paisano's good. So Louis got 7 of the basketball game now. 6:20 to go, third quarter. Ball to the front court, 33-23, Northridge in front. Outside with it here is Edmonds. He'll give the basketball up, take that back. That was River Ortiz. Now to Probst. Probst won three. Front of the rim. That's no good. Rebound is off and taken here by Van Soest. Get the ball out right-hand side. Down the right-hand side is Carlos Piñon Chavez. Sounds like a whine. Outside. Going to go for three on the way. Missed it. Rebound is off. Trying to get the bucket there. They go back up underneath. Put it up. No. But a foul. Good work. Van Soest all over the boards that time. And Zach's going to get a couple of free throws here. So 5:46 to play here in the third. Northridge in front, 33-23 over the Greeley West Spartans tonight. Free throw by Van Soest is on the way and misses off the front of the rim. It is not a free throw shooting clinic tonight. Van Soest is 0 for 2. Next one on the way for Zach. That's good. Van Soest has 7 in the ballgame. Ball to the front court. Greeley West with it, down by 11. So the 12-point lead for Northridge just a second ago was their biggest of the night. Ball in the corner, and stepping out of bounds is River Ortiz. Got to watch that out of bounds line. 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Really slow-moving third quarter here. All right, here's the inbound of the backcourt. No flow at all to this basketball game here. We watched Laramie go up against Palmer Ridge. That game had great flow to it. Ball up underneath. Nice pass and a miss down low. Van Soest missed the gimme on that one. Here comes Probst back the other way for Greeley West. Wants to go to the hole. In deep all the way. Throw it up and in. Skyler Probst. The bucket, and he'll get a free throw. See, they get the foul on here for Northridge. All right, Probst to the foul line, trying to knock down the tray here. Boy, they're talking to the referees and taking a lot of time. We've taken 45 seconds just for this foul shot. By the time he shoots it, it's going to be a 60-second foul shot. Referees have to get this moving a little bit. Free throw on the way is good. Probst has 3.25, 8 in the ball game now. Ball to the front court. Get it up left-hand side. Louis Paisano go to the hole, in deep, throw it up, no. Rebound tipped out, ball on the floor. Boy, this is a wrestling match. And a foul down low here against, who are they going to get? Greeley West foul, and I think they get Tyler Edmonds here. Spartans' third team foul. Yeah, they're not putting it up on the clock either, or on the scoreboard, so I think they called Edmonds with a foul. Ball goes outside with it. Spin it outside the arc here for Michael Wilson. Going to corner here. Wilson's got about a 12-footer, and he knocks it down. Michael Wilson, his first bucket. So 4:40 to play here in the third. Ball to the front court belongs to Greeley West. 36-26, Northridge by 10. Down the lane here, Probst throws up a runner, no good. Rebound is off, they'll go the length of the floor here. Ball goes to Paisano, can he lay it up? No, he's too far up underneath the bucket. Ball taken away by the Grizz. Try to get it down to Louis Garcia. Throw up a runner, that's no good. Ball tipped outside. Grabbed there by Edmonds to Probst. Three, yes, sir. Skyler Probst has 6 in the quarter. And the Spartans are back within 7 points, 36-29, and we get a timeout on the floor right here. 4:15 to play, third quarter. It is Northridge 36, Greeley West 29. We'll take a timeout right here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, it's Daley Coombs of the Blue and Gold. It takes community support for UNC teams to compete. Renaissance Insurance Group in Windsor is one of those supporters through thick and thin. Formed by two UNC Bears alumni 20 years ago, Renaissance Insurance has always had our backs. They specialize in risk management, commercial, and personal insurance needs for Weld County, and are the go-to workers for compensation and farming operations. Do not lose what you've been working so hard for. Call my guy Ryan at Renaissance Insurance, 970-674-8825. 970-674-8825.
Broncos, Nuggets, Rockies, and Avs. Hear about them on the Hull Show, weekdays at 11. A Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All righty, welcome back here. Greeley West High School, 4:15 to go, third quarter. 36-29, Northridge in front by a 7 spot. Be on the air tomorrow, 4:30, with our J9 Agency's opening tip-off. Fort Collins Lampkins. They will be taking on probably Cheyenne Central. Talking to the Laramie play-by-play guy, and he said, yeah, they're the best team in the state probably this year. Because I thought Laramie looked pretty salty when I watched him play earlier this afternoon. And he said, nah, they're in our league, and they're going to win the league. Cheyenne Central will, so. Pretty sure that's the big team that they're going to get in here tomorrow. So 4:30 likelihood tomorrow right here on this floor. Fort Collins and Cheyenne Central will be battling. 4:30, our J9 Agency's tip, and we'll get the pregame going for you at 4 o'clock. Ball belongs outside with it now is Propes. He'll go cross-court with it. Spin it back out on top, and stepping in front is Louis Pisano. And Pisano able to deflect it out of bounds. It'll be Greeley West basketball here. 3:48 to play in the third quarter here. Don't forget, when we're done tonight, the Alt Feed Mill postgame show, we'll get our Norfolk Iron Metal player of the game. Northridge in front by 7 right now. Leader in the clubhouse for player of the game, Jackson Jenkins. He's been terrific tonight. 12 points for the 6'4 senior for Northridge. Here's Greeley West with a basketball. Propes outside with it across the timeline. Skyler, left-handed dribble, wants to go to the hole. Kick it outside, 3 on the way. That's no good, missed everything. Ball taken here by Walker for Northridge on the rebound. Get it up the right-hand side. Down the lane here is Edmonds all the way to the hole. Throw it up and in. I take it back. That's Michael Wilson with a bucket. The Grizz have it back. Wilson with the bucket, 38-29. The lead is 9. Outside for 3. Propes, yes, sir. They need him right now. Skyler Propes, he's got 7, 8 in the quarter, 13 in the game now. The other way, ball goes to Walker. They'll go cross-court, Cooper Rose, and it's rejected outside on the corner and knocked out of bounds. Nice defense that time for Greeley West. Jose Roman, there he is, the 5'10 senior. First time I've called his name. He got the reject out of bounds there. Drake Walker, the freshman, will inbound here for Northridge. 3:05 left here in the third. 38-32. The Northridge lead is 6. Northridge to inbound to basketball. Here's Walker. He'll go into the deep forecourt here. Spin it to Golian. Left-hand side, Walker again. Try to go down low with it. Give the ball down low. Put up Cooper Rose. Bank it off the glass and in. Cooper's got his first field goal of the ball game. Gave him 3 points on the night. Lead is back to 8 here for Northridge. Outside a hold. Grizzlies going to pick up a foul here. It's going to be their third of the second half. And the foul goes on Brendan Peterson. Peterson picks up his second foul. 2:49 left in the third. Inbound to the backcourt. Ball belongs to Edmonds. Edmonds wants to go to the hole. In deep. Kick it back out on top now, all the way down the lane. Throw up the runner. That's no good. Rebound is off. And back the other way they come. Zepeda was the one that missed the runner in the lane for Greeley West. Ball knocked out of bounds here. It's a Northridge turnover. So the Spartans inbound to the backcourt. 40-32. The lead is 8. Front court here for the Grizzlies. I take it back for the Spartans. Down the lane here and a foul. I think it's going to be Propes who's going to get back to the foul line. He's done all the scoring so far here in the, or most of it. You know, I take that back. He's done all of it. Greeley West had 21 points at halftime. They have 29 now. They have 32. I missed a 3 in there somewhere, didn't I? All right, here's the inbound. Back out on top with it. They go to Edmonds. Back down low with the basketball. Back it in. Turnaround jumper. No good. A whistle and a foul. I think it's going to be Jose Roman who gets to the foul line here for Greeley West. Free throw coming for the 5'10 senior. 8 of 17 at the foul line this year. Free throw's on the way, and it's no good. 8 of 18. Neither team has shot the ball well from the stripe so far tonight. 40-32. Northridge is in front by 8. Free throw coming here for Roman. It's on the way, and it's no good. No, it rolls in. Roman gets the free throw. They didn't mark the score up, though. 40-32 still. Pretty sure he got one. That down the lane, throw that one up and in. Basket there by Jackson Jenkins. 4 and a quarter, 14 in the game for Jackson. 42-33. Probst outside with the basketball, tries to drive down the lane, kicking in the corner to Goalie and an offensive foul. Skylar Probst just ran through the screen that time and a foul on Greeley West. 1:49 left to go in the third here. 42-33, Northridge in front by a 9 spot. Probst, who had a great third quarter, comes out of the ballgame for Kevin Smith's club. 8 points in the quarter, 13 in the ballgame for Skylar Probst, the senior. Walker's going to go cross-court and telegraphs the pass, and it's knocked out of bounds. Jose Roman over there to knock it into the crowd. All right, here comes Northridge front court. Drake Walker, the freshman, comes to the front court with it. Give it up left-hand side for Peterson. Cooper Rose, top of the key now to Jenkins. Jackson backs it in. Give it back outside to Walker. Back on top now. Spin the basketball here to Brendan Peterson. Peterson, one dribble. Back left-hand side to Walker. Outside the arc, left-hand side. Peterson will go down low to Cooper Rose here. He'll back it into the low block. Back outside, Walker wants three. Bingo. Drake Walker, the freshman. Good ball movement by Northridge that time. They lead by 12 again. 45-33 with a minute to play here in the third. Spartans spin the basketball to Jose Roman, top of the key here. Right-hand side, that's Louis Garcia. Garcia looking for somewhere to go. Offensive foul away from the basketball. Let's see who they get. They get Roman again, I think. Yep. Jose Roman. It says it's his first, but he had one just a second ago. So Roman the foul, 5 team fouls apiece here. We're going to be shooting most of the fourth quarter. 30-second timeout, but we will stay right here, of course. Thank our one of our great sponsors at Gould Parts in downtown Eaton, folks. You need a part, car part, truck part, big machine part? I'll tell you what, there's one place to go, source for quality Napa parts. And they're a great sponsor on KFK. A ton of stuff that they do for us. Alan Gould, Vic, Marie, the whole gang down at Gould Parts. Gould Parts in downtown Eaton. Look for the big Napa sign on the front of the store. They're right across from the McDonald's there. Collins Street and Highway 85. Downtown Eaton. It is Gould Parts. Stick the number up on the fridge. 454-3355. All right, 52 seconds left, third quarter, 45-33. Lead is 12 for Northridge, and they own the basketball here. And Seuss to the backcourt. Dribbles to the half-court line and a block. Wow, they're going to call that. Are you kidding me? If that's a foul, there are going to be 6,000 fouls between now and the end of the game. Yeah, Edmonds is looking at him like, I don't know what I even did. He wasn't even close to the guy. He was just guarding him coming up the court, and they call a foul. How about that? All right, inbound coming. Cooper Rose will inbound. 46 seconds to play here in the quarter. Rose tries to get it in and does. Give it to Brendan Peterson. Peterson back to Rose. Left wing outside the arc. Drive the lane. Little 10-footer in the lane. That won't go. Rebound is off and a hold. Foul is going to be on Northridge here. So Greeley West, that's going to be the sixth. We will shoot free throws the entire fourth quarter. 37 seconds left in the third. And that is the 12th foul called here in the quarter. All right, inbound backcourt belongs to Tyler Edmonds. Edmonds front court with 25 on the clock. Give it up here for Skylar Probst. Probst wants to go to the hole. Goes baseline here on Rose. Throw up the 12-footer. That'll roll off the rim. No good. Ball taken by Greeley West. Offensive rebound. Left-hand side. Roman wants three. On the way. Yes, sir. Jose Roman. It's his first tray of the year. 45-36. Ball knocked away and stolen. They come back the other way. Greeley West has cut it to nine. Ball knocked outside. Probst wants three. That's blocked. Tipped away. And Cooper Rose did a great job defensively at the end of the quarter here. Three quarters into books. Northridge 45, Greeley West 36. Come back with a final 8 minutes in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
When our loved ones reach the most advanced ages, all we can really offer is our love and support. While that's what's most important, it sometimes doesn't feel like we're doing enough. That is why future planning is so crucial. Providing your loved ones with future care starts with taking the time to talk to Doug O'Connell with Mid Plains Futurity First Insurance Group. Let Doug help you plan for your loved one's future so when the time comes, you can simply be there for them. For more, visit Mid Plains Futurity First on Facebook.
This fall, you can absolutely count on the great folks at On the Rocks Liquor to keep you stocked up on your favorite seasonal beers from Samuel Adams, Lakefront, Elysian, and so many other great brewers. Fall is also the perfect time for hard-to-find whiskeys and delectable red wines. Be sure to check out all of On the Rocks' local beers and spirits from right here in northern Colorado. On the Rocks Liquor, open every day from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. just south of Highway 34 on 47th Avenue in Greeley.
Prep sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Okay, let's get to the fourth and final quarter here. Northridge has been in control of this game from the outset pretty much. 45-36 is the lead. They led by 8 at halftime, lead by 9. Now big lead in the ballgame has been 12. Down the lane here, put it up off the glass and in. Nice play. Inside that time was Tyler Edmonds for Greeley West. They open the quarter with a bucket and they needed one. 45-38, the lead is 7 now. Northridge has it. Jackson Jenkins goes cross court. That's a shot for Edmonds, rather for Michael Wilson, and he knocks it down. Good tray for the Grizz right there. Back the other way. Probst for three. He scores it. Skylar Probst. 48-41. Greeley West won't go away right now. Thank you to Skylar Probst. Back out on top of the basketball, Cooper Rose. Give it to Van Soest. Free throw line for Zach. Here's a leaner on the way, no good. Ball rebounded by Jackson Jenkins. Inside Jenkins, put it back up and in. Jenkins has 16 in the ballgame now. Front court here for Probst. 6:50 to play. Skyler goes baseline, dribbling there against Edmonds. Back to Louis Garcia down the lane. He missed it, but the put back up and in inside by a hobbled Tyler Edmonds that time. Does Edmonds need a timeout? Now he's going to try to get back. Ball comes the other way. Knocked away and stolen by Golian, but what? They called a timeout. They got the, I think they got the steal and then the timeout. They've got an injury timeout. Yeah, I think it's a cramp down at this side. We're going to take, they got him on the floor. We're going to take a 60-second injury timeout right now. We will pause, get a 60-second break, come back here in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
If your New Year's resolution includes getting more peace and quiet in your life, then stay clear. The Greeley Rec Center on January 7th as Battleground Pro Wrestling presents Winter Warfare. Battleground Pro Wrestling makes its return to the Greeley Rec Center January 7th when former WWE superstar Brian Kendrick takes on Sam Knight in the main event, plus a special Lucha Libre tag team match in the semi-main event. Get your tickets now at BattlegroundProWrestling.com. Doors open at 5:30. See you January 7th.
Hear Bears basketball on the Voice of the Bears. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, we're going again here at Greeley West High School, and Skyler Probst does his magic again. He's got 5 1/4 now. Down low, that shot no good. Greeley West has cut it to 5 here, and they own the basketball. Front court, outside. This is Garcia. Wants 3 on the way. Nope, front of the rim. Would have brought the house down. Rebound to Jackson Brother to Pinon Chavez. Back outside with the basketball. Garcia, they call timeout before that shot. Timeout taken here by the Northridge Grizzlies. And they lead this game 50-45, so things have tightened up a little bit here in the basketball game. Let's go over the scoring for you. Louis Paisano has 7 points so far in a basketball game. Michael Wilson has 7. These are Northridge scores. Cooper Rose has 3. Zach Van Soest has 7 in the ballgame. Jackson Jenkins with 16. Gustavo Molinar has 2. Drake Walker, the freshman, has a tray. He's got 3 in the ballgame. And Gavin Fossum has 2. For the Spartans, let's see. 3 for Andrew Zepeda. 2 for Louis Garcia. Garcia getting 11.5 a game, has just 2 tonight. Skyler Probst, he's been the big guy tonight. He's got 18 to lead all scorers. Skyler Probst for Greeley West. 11 for Edmonds. 3 for Flores. 4 for Roman. And 3 for Golian. All right, there's the inbound. Ball down. They go outside baseline. Shot no good, but a walk. Northridge is going to turn it over here. But I tell you what, hats off to Kevin Smith and the Greeley West Spartans. They were down 12 a number of times tonight in the ballgame. And if just keep battling. They just have not gone away. 50-45, Northridge in front by 5 here. Greeley West to the front court. Roman goes in the corner here to Luis Garcia. Back out on top. Roman and Garcia play catch. Garcia for 3. Bingo. 5 for Luis. And the lead is 2. Look at this. 5:24 to go. Down the lane here. And the foul outside. That's an offensive foul or a travel. They call traveling on Van Soest. ...50-48 Northridge by 2. Inbound in the backcourt. Both of these teams are really going to have to pick it up tomorrow when the winner of this one faces off against the Laramie Plainsmen. Laramie's good. Ball down the lane. Kick it back out on top here. Ball belonged to Golian, that was Thomas Golian outside. Here's Golian, left-handed dribble. Cross court here to Garcia. Luis tries to go to the hole. Ball knocked out of his hands at a foul. So Garcia's going to get free throws. I think the foul's going to be on Tyler Edmonds here. And it's a 1-1. 4:55 to play in a basketball game. 50-48 Northridge by a pair. Greeley West has a 1-1. Luis Garcia will get to the foul line. Garcia, 0-for-1 from the stripe tonight, 12-for-17 on this young season. All right, free throw on the way, and that one hits the bottom of the rim and goes in. Four points for Garcia in the quarter, 6 in the basketball game. He can catch up to his 12 a game still. Long time between free throws. Free throw on the way, good. He hit them both. 50-50. We are dead even. This is a 12-point run. It was 50-38. Down low. Roman got the block. Here comes Greeley West for the lead. Ball outside to Probst. Will he try a 3? No. Goes corner with it. Back out on top now. They'll try to get the basketball on the right-hand side here. To Jacob Flores. They go down low, and the miss down inside was Probst on the run. Ball stolen away, but he's out of bounds. Oh, Jose Roman had a steal at half court, and he stepped on the line. The fans don't like it right there. All right, 50-50. Here's the inbound. Greeley West on a 12-0 run. Northwich with a basketball outside to Walker, the freshman. Gives it to Brandon Peterson. Through the hands of Paisano, they give it up. Garcia back the other way. Down the lane is Probst. Throw it up off the glass. Rolls the rim. No, out of bounds. Who's going to get the basketball? I think it stays here. Probst is okay. Got a couple of players to help him up. It's going to be Northridge basketball. So Peterson will inbound. Tied at 50. Northridge held a 50-38 advantage. Ball to the front court now. Outside for Northridge. That's Pinyon Chavez. Peterson. Walker, the freshman, for three. Bingo. The freshman playing like a senior right there. Six for Walker in the ballgame. Big hit. 53-50. Northridge back out on top. Spin it baseline here and a foul. Walker's going to get the foul here. 3:50 to play. Northridge by three. Greeley West will get to the foul line. Jose Ruman, boy, he hadn't played much tonight. But I was looking. He had attempted 17 free throws coming in the first five games. It's actually four games because there were no stats put in by Kevin Smith for game five. So in four games, 17 foul shots for Roman. Didn't see him until the third quarter tonight was the first time I really noticed him. But now he's making his presence felt. He's 1-for-2 at the stripe, has 4 points here in the second half. Jose to the free throw line, shooting a 1-and-1. Free throw on the way. He's good. 2nd one coming here, 53-51. Northridge by a pair with 3:50 left. Free throw on its way. That's good. So Roman knocks down a pair. 53-52. Ball back the other way. Goes in the corner to Walker here. The freshman tries to go to Jackson. Jenkins inside. Knocked away and stolen. Great job defensively. Here they come. Jenkins with a foul in the backcourt. You bet. Jose Roman got the rebound and then took it himself up the court. And they played bumper cars for a little bit. But Jenkins gets the foul. And Roman, who just made two foul shots, will have a chance, believe it or not, to give Greeley West the lead in the basketball game. They haven't led since the first minute. All right, free throw coming up for Roman. It's on the way. It is good. It's a 1-and-1, but it doesn't matter. He killed it. 7 points for Jose in the ballgame. We are tied at 53 now. He can give the Spartans the lead here. Free throw on the way. Rolls around the rim. Came off. Rebound to Northridge. Van Soest. Get the basketball outside to Peterson. They'll play catch. Back to Zach. Comes to the front court. Give it to Jenkins. Right-hand side and a push from behind. They went to Jenkins at the high post. Tried to get the back cut here to Walker, the freshman. And they held Jenkins, so he'll go to the foul line now. Shoot a 1-and-1. Jackson Jenkins is 0-for-2 at the stripe tonight. He's 0-for-7 on the year. He has 16 points tonight, but he's not been able to connect from the free throw line in the short three-plus games. Thank you to AMCO of Fort Collins. AMCO of Loveland, they're putting the care back into car care. Transmissions, brakes, maintenance. Remember in the olden days they did just transmission work? Not the case. Bumper to bumper, total car care from maintenance and prevention all the way to any repairs that you may have. AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. Simply putting the care back into car care. Free throw coming here for Jenkins. Front end on the way, no good. Rebound is off, offensive rebound. Rose, give it back to Jenkins, put it up, no. Rebound, Jose Roman. Back the other way, give the ball to Garcia. He goes baseline, Louis kicks it back out. That's a three on the way. No good. The miss there was by Jacob Flores. They'll come the other way with a basketball. Northridge and Greeley West. 3 minutes to go. Tied at 53. Corner. Peterson missed it. Rebound is off and a foul. A push down low. Boy, the referees are calling everything. From about 2 minutes, 3 minutes to go in the first half. Boy, they have been on a tirade. They called nothing for the first 13 minutes of the ballgame. The last 26 or so, they have murdered the scoreboard. 53-53 here, and we'll walk all the way to the other end in Northridge. Guess who's at the line? Jose Roman again. He's just getting in the middle of all the mix here. Alt Feed Mill postgame show is coming up. When we're done, we'll have our Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game, and Roman makes the free throw. Jose's got 8 in the ballgame. And the Spartans have their first lead since a minute 30 gone in the ballgame. They trailed by 12 on numerous occasions, and they now lead 54-53. Next one on the way, and Roman got them both. Jose Roman is 5 for 5 at the foul line here in the quarter. Down the lane, Walker will give it outside. That's Pisano for 3. Won't go. Rebound, Greeley West. Get the basketball out here. And down the side, they'll come it to Louis Garcia. Outside, Roman to the hole. Ball knocked out of his hands and stolen. Pisano, give it to Walker. Freshman wants to go to the hole. In deep, all the way. Lay it up. Rolled the rim and came off. Offensive rebound. Jenkins put it back up. No, but a foul. And Jenkins, who has yet to make that first free throw of the year, will get back to the stripe. 2:37 to play. And another Greeley West injury here. And it is Tyler Edmonds, the 5'9 junior. I think he rolled an ankle. He's off on his own power, but he's limping mightily. 55-53, Greeley West in front. They have fought back on their home court here. Jenkins to the foul line. Jackson trying to hit his first one on the year. On the way, got it, and rolled off the front of the rim and in. 17 for Jenkins in the ballgame. Next one coming for Jackson. Trying to get his 18th point. Tie up the ball game. Free throw no good. Off the back of the rim and rebounded here by Louis Garcia. Give the ball to Probst. Probst is the one they want to handle it most of the time. 6'1 seniors had the ball in his hands most of the night. Really good penetrator. Probst with a basketball outside here against Michael Wilson. Back out for 3. That shot no good. The miss was by Jacob Flores. Back the other way, Walker. Give it outside for Edmonds. He's got a 3, and he knocks it down. Or rather, Michael Wilson, I should say again. Wilson back-to-back trays. Micah Wilson, a 6'1 senior. He's got 10 in the ballgame. Here's Roman back the other way. Northridge by 1. Jose in deep. Throw up a runner. No good. Rebound is off. Taken by Jackson Jenkins. He'll get the ball out here to Louis Pisano. In the corner for 3. On the way. The rim. No good. Rebound is off. Paisano's going to go get it himself. Here comes Louis, 5-5 down the lane. Now they got a carry. Wow, they don't ever call that. That's what Efren Perez is saying right now. It's a one time this year you're going to call that, really? Ball out of bounds. That had nothing to do with the ball game. It was 44 feet from the hoop. A minute 40 to go. We got a good one, 56-55 here. It has been rugby for half the night. But when you get a one-point game and a buck 40 to go, you got to be happy about it. It will be exciting coming down the stretch here. And there is a timeout. 30-second timeout. We'll come back in a moment. Buck 40 to go. Northridge by 1 right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We get it. You're busy. You don't always have time to catch every KFK program in its entirety. A late night at the office might keep you from hearing the kickoff, tip-off, or opening pitch. That's why 1310kfk.com is the perfect site for you busy Coloradoans. There you'll find all KFK programming in podcast form, past game broadcasts, and local news and sports information, plus blogs, featured stories, and reports. If it's important to Northern Colorado, it's on 1310kfk.com. That's 1310kfk.com.
Northern Colorado's voice and your home for Preps football, basketball, and baseball is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Greeley.
All right, 1:40 to go in the ballgame here. 56-55, Northridge in front by a point. 18 fouls against the Spartans, 10 against Northridge. So both teams into the bonus, and the Spartans are shooting 2 the rest of the way. Double bonus for them. Down by 1, Jose Roman's going to inbound a basketball here for Kevin Smith's club, who have won 7 straight in the series against Northridge and 9 of 10. But here was Northridge leading all night. Greeley West had to come back. top of the key now. Garcia gives it up, down the lane, throw up the runner and getting it. Basket that time. And it goes to Zepeda, Andrew Zepeda. He's got five in the ballgame. Ball in the backcourt, Greeley West by one here. Knocked out of the hands of who? They're going to call it Greeley West basketball off of Northridge. 57-56, West in front. They'll go to the inbound here in the backcourt. They give the ball to Luis Garcia. Now if you're Greeley West, you just have to take care of the basketball and make him foul you. 70 seconds left. Outside with the basketball, Jose Roman. He's had a good time at the foul line here in the quarter. All right-hand side. They get the basketball out to River Ortiz and back all the way out now to Luis Garcia. Garcia, the point guard with the basketball now. Give it back to Probst. Knocked out of his hands, out of bounds. It'll be Greeley West basketball. 57 seconds to play. 57-56, Greeley West by one. They trailed on four different occasions by 12 in the ballgame. Have just hung in there and fought all the way back. Here's Garcia. Top of the key. Get it outside now to Ortiz. Ball knocked out of his hands and goes into the backcourt. Picked up by Probst, and they reached it from behind and fouled him. So Probst will get to the foul line. It's going to be Van Soest who picks up the foul. He looks on in disbelief. So Probst is going to get to the foul line here. I've got him 4 for 4 in a game in the stripe, but that's unofficial. He has 5 points in the quarter, 18 in the basketball game. Probst's free throw is on the way and good. If West wins this, there's no doubt he's going to be our Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game. 19 for Skyler in the ballgame. Next one coming. 58-56. This is a big one. Free throw on the way. Good. Probst knocked them both down, and there's a timeout on the floor. 46 seconds. It's a full 60-second timeout. 59-56. Spartans in front by three. We're out of timeouts here, so let me tell you about KFK Radio. 6 to 10 every weekday morning. Good morning, NOCO. Catch them tomorrow morning. Turn it on at 6 o'clock. Tanner Schwint and Brian Gary. Terrific 4 hours of great community radio. Get you starting the day laughing, feeling good about life. Good morning, NOCO, 6 to 10. Then Coach Bruce and Dick and I jump on. Clark and the coach from 10 to 11. And then Brady Hull and the Hooligans, the number one sports talk show in the state, the whole show from 11 to 2. 8 straight hours every weekday of local live programming on KFKA. Can't get that anywhere else. All right, they'll break the huddle out here. Don't forget when we're done, the Alt-Feed Mill postgame show and our Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game. Boy, hats off to the Spartans tonight. What a job of just staying, keeping their head in the ballgame. Four different times going down by a dozen. Battling back to try to make it 8 straight against Northridge. Inbound in the backcourt. This is Van Soest. Gets it in. Ball knocked out of the hands of Louis Paisano there. He'll get it back. Go to Van Soest down the lane. Get the ball, and he threw it away. Van Soest tried to go bounce past to Jenkins. And the ball out of bounds. 59-56 Greeley West. 36 seconds to go, and now you got a foul. All right, here comes inbound for West. How long will Northridge go trying to steal the basketball before they foul? Jose Roman, they've got to go the length of the floor here. Roman to inbound. He wants to go to Probst. Where is he going to go instead? Gets the basketball into Garcia. Backcourt, Luis to Roman. Back to Luis. He'll step around. There's a foul. That might be it for Van Soest. He heads right to the sideline after reaching in there. And it is the fifth for Zach Van Soest, who's going to have 7 points in the ballgame tonight. He gets almost 18 a game. It just wasn't his night. I don't think it was that he missed a ton. He just didn't get to the hole a lot. Big guy for Northridge tonight, no doubt, has been Jackson Jenkins. He has 17. All right, here is the free throw on the way by Garcia, and he knocks it down. Garcia's got 6 points here in the fourth quarter, 8 in the basketball game. And that's a big one because now it's a two-possession game. Four-point lead, Greeley West. Greeley West trying to win this. Get Laramie tomorrow at 7:30 on this court. Next one is good by Garcia. The lead is five. 61-56, and Northridge throws the basketball out of bounds. 26 to go, and they're going to take a timeout. So now they've got to talk about a couple of possessions in here, you would think. Because down by five, they're going to have to foul immediately because you got to start looking at how many possessions can you get. If you foul and put them in the line and they make both, it's a three-possession game, and you'll have about 24, 25 seconds. Tough to get three possessions out of that. All right, tomorrow, folks, you can dial it up. 4:30, we'll have our J9 agencies opening tip-off here at Greeley West High School. 4 o'clock will be our pregame show. The Fort Collins Lambkins, 29-point winners tonight against, or this afternoon against Far Northeast Warriors. And they will take on, last I heard, halftime Cheyenne Central had a 9-point lead over at Greeley Central High School. That doesn't surprise me at all, though, because after talking to the Laramie play-by-play guy, they're both in the same league. He said Cheyenne Central, yeah, he said Cheyenne Central probably the second-best team in the state. In fact, enough to draw the Laramie coach off of his school. There was an opening at Cheyenne Central, and he went over and grabbed that job. All right, ball in the backcourt. They'll foul, as I said, about 2 seconds into it. And it is Skylar Propes who's going to get to the foul line here. Propes, what has he got? 7 in the quarter, 20 in the basketball game. 9-point average coming in. Get ready to snap his picture, make him our Loveland, rather our, boy, I keep going back in time. Dealing with this migraine, it's taking my brain and shoving it somewhere. Propes misses the free throw here. Our Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game coming up on our Alt Feed Mill postgame show. All right, free throw here. I'm down to one eye. That one on the way, and good. Probst has 21 in the basketball game, 62-56. Back the other way for three. That misses. Rebound is off. Fought for. A little fall away baseline. That's no good. Another rebound taken by Greeley West, and this is going to be a foul. Yeah, Brendan Peterson is a football player, and he's playing football. There's a technical on Brendan, yeah. And it's really no time for it. You're down 6, 11 seconds to go in the ballgame. And Greeley West is going to win this thing because not only is there a foul, they're going to shoot a 1-1, then they're going to shoot 2 free throws, and then they're going to get the ball out of bounds, I think. And remember, Greeley West was down by 8 at halftime. They were down by 12 on 4 different occasions on the night. And have been able to hang around, and then make their run down the stretch here and get the lead. 62-56, 11 seconds to go. Referees will sort this out. We'll get about 150 free throws here, and then the ball out of bounds, I think. All right, so for the Spartans, they'll move on with a win here to the 7:30 game against Laramie tomorrow night here at Greeley West High School. For Northridge, they will go to the 7:30 game at Northridge High School. And they'll be taking on Palmer Ridge. A couple of ridges. Free throw is good. Jose Roman. Roman has 6 foul shots made here in the quarter. He's got 10 points in the ballgame. He's been the fourth quarter star, no doubt. Next one on the way. That's good. He was 8 for 17 coming in tonight at the foul line. I've got him 8 for 9 at the stripe. He's going to shoot the technical now. That one's on the way. No good. Jinxed him. He's got one more. Then we'll get through 11 seconds. 8-point lead, Greeley West. Greeley West, one thing they don't do the rest of the game is make a foul. Free throw, that's no good. Now who gets the ball? And Greeley West will get it. Boy, Northridge really shot himself in the foot right there at the end. All right, here comes the inbound. Northridge will foul again right away. 8-point ball game. And now they're pushing. Now you've got Edmonds and Probst who are pushing at each other. Fair to say these teams don't like each other a ton? Probably very, very true. Still 11 seconds to go. We'll stay right here. Join Coach Bruce Dick and myself tomorrow, 10 to 11 o'clock. Clark and the coach on KFKA. We will have Mike Puccio. He is the coach down at Green Mountain High School. He was, and remember, that's 24 years that Coach Bruce Dick spent down at Green Mountain. And Puccio was his point guard when they won the title down there in 92. And Mike, as we said, now the head coach at Green Mountain. Guess who is going to be playing at Ball Arena next Tuesday? 3 o'clock game. Then you get David Roddy in the nightcap, but you'll get Green Mountain and the Fort Collins Lampkins. That'll be fun, folks. Get down there, catch that, catch the Nuggets game. It's a great ticket, there's no question about it. 11.8 seconds to go. 64-56, the lead is 8. If I put a toll booth up here, I would be the richest man in America tonight. Here comes the ball inbounds to Garcia in the backcourt. And Garcia's held here, that's a foul. 9 seconds to go, and Luis will get to the foul line here. Luis Garcia, what have I got him? 4 for 4 at the foul stripe in the quarter. Boy, Greeley West has shot the heck out of the foul line here in the fourth quarter. That's where they've won this thing. Free throw on the way, in and out, no good. All right, another one coming. Greeley West just has to let Northridge go down and score. It's not even a... just don't foul. 8-point lead right here. They can make it 9 if he knocks down the free throw and does. So give Garcia the foul. Shot. Back the other way. Northridge to the basketball. Into the corner here. Shot on the way. Paisano got 3. Louis Paisano knocked down a tray. So you're at 65-59. And that is the ball game. Greeley West moves on in the Greeley invite here on their home court. They win it 65-59. We're coming back with the Alt Feed Mill postgame show in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Broncos, Nuggets, Rockies, and Avs. Hear about them on the Hull Show, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Greeley West High School as we get to our all-Feedmill post-game show. Feedmill Equipment Supplies and Service, Alt Feedmill. You can catch them at 635 Railroad Avenue in Alt. That number to call for any information you need, what they have in stock, 970-834-2132. It is Alt Feed Mill. Tonight, the Greeley West Spartans with a 65-61 win over the Northridge Grizzlies, coming back from 12 down 4 different times in a basketball game, trailed by 8 at halftime. They seem to be a step off of the Grizz most of the ball game. But I'll tell you what, Skylar Probst and company, Jose Roman at the foul line in the fourth quarter, Luis Garcia as well at the foul line in the fourth quarter. Those three guys were studs in the fourth, and West comes back and wins it 65-61. So Greeley West moves to 4-2 on the season. It is their 8th straight win against Northridge. Northridge drops to 1-3 on the campaign. So the way that sets up the tournament, tomorrow, Greeley West will take on the Laramie Plainsmen, 7:30 right here at Greeley West High School in the first semifinal. The second semifinal will be the Fort Collins Lampkins and, we think, Cheyenne Central. They were up by 9 at halftime in that ballgame. We will have the broadcast of Fort Collins and who we believe is Cheyenne Central. Still don't have any corroboration on a final in that ballgame. So Cheyenne Central and Greeley West battling it out to see who gets Fort Collins in our game tomorrow at 4:30. 30. So that's the way the bracket looks. Let's get to our Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game. It's Skylar Propes, the 6'1 senior from Greeley West. He had 5 points at halftime. He had a 16-point second half. He was terrific down the lane. 21 points for Propes on the ball game. He is our Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game. So Greeley West gets the win here tonight and moves on in on the home side in this Greeley round ball invitational. All right, that's going to do it for me. For Michael Kirkpatrick back in the studio, and for everybody listening at home, thanks for listening along. We'll get to you tomorrow at 4:30, pregame at 4 o'clock with more Preps Radio basketball. Tune in tomorrow. Clark and the coach at 10 o'clock. We'll talk about this one that we saw here tonight and talk to Coach Bruce Dick about how his games went, plus Mike Puccio, the Green Mountain head coach. A former point guard for Bruce is going to jump on the program as well. For everybody, final score here again. It was Greeley West 65, Northridge 61. You heard it right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.